Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 5 o'clock. Good to have you with us. A couple of notes, and everybody can get involved here. Whether it is off of a big weekend of Tiger baseball, the state of MLB umps, I don't think it's ever been worse. Jason Benetti and Andy Dierks even had a conversation about it, and you know it was egregious if they sided with the opposition. But it was, can't we just put the challenge system that has been experimented with in spring training and implement it for the playoffs? I mean, ridiculous. But the other topic we are rapping about, Kenny Cocke got engaged. And his adoring public has wanted to spread advice. We have offered, look, get off on the right foot. Give yourself a chance in 2025 of a successful marriage. Because frankly, most of them end up like the Titanic. So it's just, Kenny, it's true. It's stats. That's not even like...
Bro, you've been filled with facts all day long. Haven't been the greatest stats, but facts are facts.
Truth. But people, if you want to pass your biggest piece of advice to Kenny, we would love it. Kenny getting married, it's a sign of the end of days. And we want to empower Kenny to have a fighting chance in this thing called love. So whether it is the state of MLB umps and whether you want robot umps or the challenge, are the Tigers the new Lions? Are they the great hope in this town? But it's also, we have a couple open lines. Been very busy on the phone lines today. If you would like no wait time and you would like to speak to Kenny Cocke and give him advice, whether your marriage is great or hell on earth every day that you wake up, just give Kenny the sage advice he needs to have a chance. Because this is it's a stunning development. Stunning. 248-539-9797. Before we go to the people, David, we are way overdue on ticket texts. I'm sure many people, I'd like people to call to speak to Kenny, but I'm sure the ticket texts are just.
Yeah, it's easier if you call because if you get like the one person who said, go to bed angry, it's that, okay. Because yeah. I would have said, no. They probably meant don't, and it was a typo.
There's been too many don'ts. There's been at least two or three people that said don't do it also, which I'm not particularly a fan of.
Listen, all I will tell you is this. I don't speak for anyone else. I can just tell you. Kenny, if you do this right and you found the right person, being married's great. I love being married. I love my wife. I love my life. I am there. I don't have anything to complain about. Literally nothing. We work as a team. But what I gave you the advice last hour, not that I'm some kind of Nostradamus. I'm just telling you, one of the biggest things, I empower her to pursue the things she wants to pursue. She always has my back with even the zaniest things I want to pursue. You have to be okay being apart because that's healthy. These couples that crawl up each other's ass, it's a road to madness.
It gives you time to miss each other.
Yes. And whether part of that is my work schedule or outside interests, business or otherwise, for her and her life pursuits. Like, you're not supposed to constantly be in alignment on everything, but you have to show the other person enough grace to chase what they want. So that's the only thing I can tell you. Like, my happy place is the four walls that I call home. So I consider myself incredibly blessed. I love being home. If I didn't, I'd have a real problem. So
that's where I thought you were going to go. I thought you were going to say the track.
Oh, I love the track. Right. But I'm saying you have to be happy at home.
No, no, yes.
I could be happy at the track every day. I don't know that I'd be married, but I could absolutely. Where's that program?
I just need Big G in a hat. That's it.
No, truthfully, you need breaks from the track.
Really?
You can't do that every day. You'll drive yourself to mania and potential bankruptcy. So no, I'm good. But yeah, you got to get your beak wet.
Gotcha.
But now that the Belmont's done, we take a little power down, and then we charge up for the tour de force that is Saratoga. And then my life ends, and it's football season. And then
the one in San Diego.
Yeah, exactly. A Breeders' Cup?
Yes.
That's not an issue on the home front. I can go if I want to go. I'd love to have my wife come with me. I got to figure out if I can leave here.
Just go.
No, not you. I'm saying with 8 million different things. Do you know the scheduling that goes on during football between the kickoff show, the podcast, Sunday night?
I understand. And you know what, Mike? I'd say just go. Why? What happens if you just got sick for 3 days? The world would continue without you.
It would.
So go.
It would. That's fair. All right. Jimmy, your thoughts. All right. Corporate office is closed today.
David, please read.
David, how about some ticket text? The people want to speak to Kenny. They want to bitch about umps, and they want to tell you the Tigers are winning the World Series.
Useful tip for Kenny. If you cook for her, make sure she likes possum stew first.
No.
David came out the gate with this one.
That not a good one? Okay. Maybe this one.
David went belt to ass.
Kenny, start every argument with the word woman from Steve. Okay. That not good either?
This is not going to go well.
David, you got one more.
Kenny, word of advice. When it comes to marriage, never leave the toilet seat up. If you do, the wife catches it, you're in serious trouble.
We're drifting towards 61% at this moment.
Yeah, that's Kenny's learning the word annulment. Oh, all right.
Something about prenup. I don't know.
No, all right, David,
this is a good one. Go ahead. Do the little things, Kenny. Mike is right. Have your own hobbies, then some together.
I'm sorry. What happened?
He said prenup.
Yeah, he's got to protect this hot dog roller at all costs.
Okay, wow,
I'll be damned. All he cares about is his hot dog roller, his PlayStation, and his Macho Man t-shirt.
You are not getting half of this hot dog.
If she takes my championship belt away from me,
I'll pay for the lawyer, and the only thing in the prenup is your PlayStation, your hot dog roller, and your title belt.
That's all I need.
How in the world will I warm up this salsa?
DJ, that was for you.
Yes,
this
it was.
This is a bit that will never die.
No, we're going to go to Greg. He is going to give you his first bit of sage advice. Greg, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, Lordy. Hi, guys. How's it going?
Super.
Great.
Wonderful. Kenny, congratulations, buddy. Kind of piggyback on Mike, what you may have said to Kenny, whether you like it or not, she's going to help you see a better version of yourself. And so things are going to fall off the wayside. Things like the hot dog roller may not seem as important down the line. And I know this, things like the hot dog roller, because I had a hot dog roller for about a good 10 years. Oh, it was phenomenal. It was the talk of every party. You throw some hot dogs down, it's nice and easy.
Hold on. Are you related to Kenny?
Is this a
Greg,
real call?
Greg, are you related to Kenny? Are you lying to me?
Can we just become best friends?
I think so. We did. So the hot dog roller was great. And then within 3 months of being married, I haven't seen it since.
Oh, my God.
So you just got to be okay and know which snow globes you want to shake.
Kenny, here's what you should do preemptively. Show her you're going to be a new man. The hot dog roller goes, and it was your idea.
The hot dog roller goes to the kitchen. That's what
Jesus.
See?
Thank you, Greg.
Marriage is about compromise. That's what they say, right? It doesn't have to be in the living room. It can be in the kitchen.
Kenny, you're really not understanding it. Okay, so be it.
He planted his flag a long time ago. Just let it go.
62%?
Just
61%?
Let's let it go. hot dog roller?
We're going to go to, hold on, we got to go to Tim, 97.1. Tim, what's going on, man?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hey, Tim.
You know what? I've been married twice, so I kind of consider myself an expert on marriage.
Okay.
Very simple. Find a woman that lives 2 hours away. You'd be amazed how good you get along.
Oh, God.
And if she lives next to you right now, get married, buy a home 2 hours away. My girl lives 2 hours away. Never argue. Go up there on the weekends. Nice romantic weekend together. I leave Sunday morning about 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. I meet my kids right at the golf course. Then I spend the rest of the week doing my thing.
She gets the vacation house.
What's that?
She gets the vacation house. I'm just chilling in the city. That is a truly ridiculous idea.
How long have you had this arrangement? Tim, how long have you had this arrangement?
3.5 years.
Wow. Kenny, maybe that's it. Yeah. Kenny, you could move to the city. She could stay out in the sticks. Maybe this is the play.
Yeah, that's
you really get to keep your hot dog roller 5 days a week, and then Uncle Tim over here tells you it's the weekend. Go crazy.
This is how you end up with a second marriage.
Okay.
By the way, I like that Uncle Tim comment. One more thing.
Yes, sir.
When I am out golfing my son-in-law, because those of us who are married, we know the good and the bad messages. When I'm golfing my son-in-law, it's a tight match. I'll text my daughter real quickly. She'll text her husband, my son-in-law, and she'll say, something's been bothering me. We need to talk when you get off the phone.
No.
Tim out here hitting people with garbage cans.
Tim, man.
Hey, that's diabolical. Tim, I give you credit. That's diabolical, but I like it.
Oh, wait. Is that discussion, does that ever involve we need to have more sex, we need to have more freaky sex? Or does that discussion involve Mike Valenti? We need to talk about you and the things you got to do to better yourself. Am I right?
I don't. Mike, is he right?
I don't know.
What do you think about this, Mike?
I don't know what's happening here. Tim, you can't text that as a weapon to your son-in-law. That is just...
So now you want your daughter to have a second marriage.
Oh, my God.
Those are like the worst words any man ever wants to hear.
But he's getting him off his game.
Right.
Tim knows what he's doing.
No, it's gamesmanship. Like, I give him credit.
That's like
that.
What a catcher in baseball does to a batter.
Right.
That's like major league.
Oh, I also think a new drop may have just been born.
Hey, that's...
all right, where are we going with this, Tim?
I'm still amazed. He lives 2 hours away from his wife, and that's normal?
David, is this regular? Yeah, is this good marriage advice?
No. David's the marriage counselor at the church. Go ahead.
No, that is not good advice. No, 2 hours away and have it. No.
This is like the player who was blew in somebody's ear at the free throw line.
Lance Stephenson, wasn't it?
Yes, Lance Stephenson. Yes.
This is, wow.
Or Marshawn biting a guy's ear.
No, he licked a guy is what he did.
Oh, sorry.
He licked multiple. A lot of guys got licked. He did lick a lot of guys.
Hold on. All right. You know what? No. No, no, no. No. And you need to be better.
You need to be better.
Rico, I'm pointing at you. Not you need to be better.
I'm pointing at you, David. Don't you even.
Nope.
The caucus has spoken.
No. Oh, boy. All right. 248-539-9797.
The beauty of the caucus. We can just look at each other.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, before we get back to the Kenny Cott marital advice, because he's engaged. How? No one knows. But he's engaged. Your bit of advice for him to try to stay married and not fall victim to, well, stats. Before we get back into that, we talked a lot today. Look, good series for the Tigers this weekend. Unlike the other shows, I don't treat every series as a referendum statement series. It's not a statement series. It's June 9th.
No statement series against the Orioles?
No, that's like kicking a dead man. They're dead.
Gotcha.
So, no, look, Tigers are really good, but that's not a radio topic. Hey, Kenny, sky's blue, 248. So, look, the real story of the weekend from my view was, yes, really nice job taking 2 of 3, but my God, the state of MLB umps, it's in a dumpster. And when Benetti and Dierks kind of defend the Cubs, that tells you something. Now, again, that's a Cubs problem, not a Tigers problem, but it's a baseball problem. So I offered two solutions when we started the show. I said, look, this is very easy to handle. Only the idiots who run baseball won't handle it. You can go full robot umps, or Benetti brought up the most likely. You have a challenge system. It has been proven to work. Why are we not using it? Implement the challenge system for the playoffs. Period.
That's not the way baseball is supposed to be played.
Right. And then that's why it didn't integrate until 1950 or whatever it was. Look, baseball's always been stuck in the mud. The challenge system, look, when these umps are missing a call, it can fix it. It just can. And the other problem, look, the reason the robot ump thing is appealing to me, I don't know how I would implement it. Like, I mean, I don't have that kind of, I went to Michigan State. I didn't go to Yale. I don't know how I would implement that. I just know I can't handle watching games on TV. The pitch framing by catchers has gotten so out of control, so egregious. I understand why they do it. They're smart to do it. But it's horrible to watch because the ball could be a foot outside the zone. Woo! Oh, it's right here. Fooled you.
Yeah.
Stop. It used to be, hey, I'm going to buy that, you know, you're going to buy a little bit off the plate and center. It was subtle. You could deal with it. It's gotten absurd.
Right. Certain pitchers got the luxury of, okay, I'm going to give you the call.
Yes.
Yeah.
But now it's just jumped the shark, and we got to get rid of it because it's making watching the games really difficult. So that is one of the topics we have, along with your biggest piece of advice for Kenny. David, a couple ticket texts, and I'll get right back to the calls.
This caller Tim is crazy, man. That's a wild call right there, someone said.
I didn't know where he was landing that plane.
I feel bad for son-in-law.
It went from talking to Kenny to the son-in-law to asking you a question of like what?
How I need to be better? I'm like, I don't know. You didn't like the Tigers topic? Okay, I don't know what to say.
No, that wasn't what he said to you, but go ahead, David.
What did he say to me? What did I do? Well, no, I'm serious. What did I... Well, he said, hey, whoa, hey, that's, look, all I know is his son-in-law, that's a wild card of a family member. Yeah. That phone rings. You may want to send that to voicemail.
I agree.
David, go ahead.
Kenny, just don't do it, bro. It's not too late. That is from Joe. Wow. Richard in Clinton Township gives good advice. 36-year marriage, he says, have separate bank accounts.
I'm thinking that's probably a bad idea. Okay.
I think giving Kenny money advice is a bad idea. Kenny is not good with finances. I'm staying out of that.
I'm not that bad with finances.
You're not that good.
I'm just talking bad. Separate bank accounts as a whole is just
it's a that is a that is an entire listen. That is a very personal decision. I leave that to people. I'm not speaking
counselor,
on
counselor, you get the final say.
No, I agree with Mike. Everybody can make their own decision on what's best for their marriage. Okay. Period. I'm not going to tell you what's good or not.
It just seems like that's the way to finance your secret life because you got a separate account.
How about Rico just going right for the dark
side? You're caller Tim now.
No, I'm just saying you have a separate account.
2 hours away.
You know, I'm going to Ed. Rico's got Kenny as a drug lord in the first 6 months of his marriage. Go to Ed, 97.1. Eddie, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Best piece of advice I can give, as most men might know, we try to fix things. Wife comes home with a problem. We try to give the advice. The best thing that I've learned is to just listen. Give her a place to vent. No judgment. And like Mike said, you guys have to pursue your own interests as well.
Oh, you've got to have space. You have to. Yeah. I mean, Eddie, you know it. You probably got buddies of yours. It's like they don't get 10 seconds away from their wife. I don't know how they do it. That whole suffocating routine, that's a road to failure.
Yep. I'm on my second marriage now, and one thing I did learn, my wife wanted to learn how to play golf. I will buy you lessons. I'll play with her.
Oh, no.
I will play with her.
So you will never play a round of golf with your wife, ever?
Oh, I will, yes.
Okay,
good. I will not be the one to teach her.
Perfect. No, and Ed's right. You don't, because anything he offers as criticism, she's going to take it in a personal way. And then it's going to affect him when they go home, and that's no bueno. That doesn't work.
Okay.
That's a smart move, Eddie. That's a real smart move.
And also learn empathy so that you can draw out what's wrong from her without trying to dig at her. Just really, that really bothered you. It sounds cliche, but that does work.
I'll tell you the other thing. I mean, Ed, Kenny, here's another bit of advice. You didn't ask for it. I'm just offering. Don't bring work home with you. You got a long drive home. Work your stuff out in that car. Do not bring work home.
Emotionally, yes, but I mean, doing what we do, we kind of have to bring work home.
No. You can do your job at home.
Yes.
Don't bring this nonsense office home.
No, I completely that
it ever.
This relationship would have failed a long time ago had I done that.
Kenny, there's a myriad of ways it probably should have failed, but somehow you made it through.
With the relationship, what we're not going to do is, how has Kenny been in a relationship for this? That's not what we're going
to
do.
Kenny, America wants to know. It's a stunning thing.
You know,
you have a hot dog roller. You played 5,000 hours of video games.
And believe it or not, I have the capacity. There is the possibility that a woman will love me. You know? But Mike's over here going, that's crazy that you're still in a relationship for this long.
Look,
he is making this so difficult for me. Kenny, nope.
Rico is abstained.
Go ahead, make 11 drops. I don't care.
No, I protected you.
Love will find a way.
Okay.
You're setting yourself up.
Say it. Say it.
He's out here like John Stockton, just throwing the assist, but I'm going to let it go by. Go ahead, David Reese.
Let me give you one more piece of advice, Kenny, because I think you need this one. Right. Don't get stuck in your ways. There's going to be so many changes in life that you just got to go with the moat. You got to be able to move along with it, okay? Something that you might agree to in first part of your marriage, it might change.
Okay, hold on. Let me say this. Now, full admission. I always defer to the people who are married and they have children. Okay.
And that's what I'm meaning.
That complicates so much.
Yes.
So let me at least say this. I have no idea. Am I partially terrified of you bringing a kid into this world? Absolutely. The point is, it is much easier without kids. And I can disagree with what David said because there are not kids in the picture.
Right.
I think if you go in, this is literally, and not in a harmful way, these are the things that are important to me. Like, this is who I am.
Right.
No, there has to be a level of that, because, like, if you go in under false pretense, you're going to be a statistic.
No, her and I are on the same page with the kid stuff. We don't want to bring a kid into this mess of a world. We're both on the same page.
And look, it might change for you.
Maybe it will. I doubt it.
I left the door open.
I don't think the world's going to get better.
No. I mean, look, I left the door open for a while, but you just get addicted to your life. And you look at each other and you're like, nah, I'm not doing this. So, for the people who have kids, they always supersede marital advice, because if you can survive a marriage while being a good parent, my hat goes off to you. That is the hardest job in the world.
Every day is different.
Oh, man.
Every hour could be different.
Yeah.
That's period. That's the way it is.
I was just laughing. Like, I would have turned little Mikey into the biggest State fan. Yeah. Just to tick you off.
You would have. I would have openly spited you.
Look what you did to my beautiful boy.
Well, I would have bought him Michigan gear, so.
You know what? I wouldn't even care. It doesn't. What would you even say? You're trying to raise a kid a State fan now. What leg do you have to stand on?
Oh, believe me. I'm trying. The Spartan kid that I have, he's really still trying, but, you know, it's tough.
Don't worry. He'll be okay. Jonathan Smith will probably kill it off.
You know what, David? He's going to learn and grow from the pain. It's going to make him stronger.
A lot of pain.
Let me go to Mike, 97.1. Mike, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, it's imperative. Listen to me, Kenny. You have to live in fear.
Oh, dear.
You have to.
Explain.
Look, if you got that nacho cheese dispenser sitting in your Amazon cart, think about if you're going to get mad at me.
She can only be mad at me if she finds it.
No, Kenny, that's...
That's a bass-ackward way of thinking.
No, she'd be fine with it. She's used to all my antics by now.
You also have to realize she's going to tell you she's going to be fine with it until she's not.
Yeah, but Mike, what I would tell you is that doesn't fly. Like, it's just, you got to be honest about stuff. Like, that what you're describing, Mike, is how guys get in so much trouble with the whole, you know, like she's racking up relationship points. Like, that doesn't work. Like, she knows. Well, look at what she's marrying. The guy is open. You know, he likes nacho cheese, Macho Man t-shirts. And look, he's honest, Mike. She knows she's going in eyes wide open.
So you think she's going to pull the switcheroo, though? Of like, oh, I'm this now, but
I think to Mike's point, if she's smart, she will. You need work.
I think we should just collectively buy him a bunch of flags so he can plant them.
I stand with caller Mike on this. I
think I've taken just about one too many strays in this. It was supposed to be help Kenny out, not insult
help.
His character.
Kenny, it is help. That's all.
Kenny needs work. Jesus, man.
Kenny, we want you on the 40% side.
We're trying.
I'm trying. I feel more insulted and degraded now than anything else.
No, it's just showing you. Well, look, some callers did degrade you. I'm trying to just be honest with you. Lift you up, Kenny. You should. Listen, Kenny, do you want to be told what you want to hear or what you need to hear?
I want to be told what I want to hear, actually. Well, because I've been being told a lot of other things lately.
Then life is going to hit you with a semi. That's not how it works.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we'll have Rieger and Woji join momentarily. Dave with a couple of ticket texts. Fun show, a little bit of Tigers, a little bit of the Tigers v. Lions and kind of the expectation stuff. And again, just don't take how we do our show as some kind of negative thing. That's not what it is. We're not doing referendum every game of Tiger baseball. It's a silly way to watch it, and anyone who knows baseball knows that. So Nice job. You won 2 out of 3. Go do it again. It's June 9th. And as we get towards the deadline, it's going to be a very Tiger-heavy show with a very heavy demand on Scott Harris. Best record in the league or not, it doesn't matter. Most of the teams aren't trying. Your job is, can I acquire players that can help me beat the Dodgers? That's the job. That's the assignment. It's like if you're recruiting at Michigan or Ohio State or Oregon. Am I recruiting players that can beat the aforementioned schools or Georgia?
Right.
It doesn't matter. You're 10-2 last year. No one cares. Go get more players
right.
that can help you beat those teams.
If not, you become the professional version of Penn State.
Correct. We're amped at the Tiger start, but I just see it differently than the other shows, and that's okay. Every show's got to be different. Tiger statement week. We're not doing that. That's not how any of this works. David, some ticket text, please.
This is the best show topic ever. I can't wait for Kenny to get divorced and then engaged again.
No.
2 years from now, and we could do it again.
You Scott can't and say that, Scott.
My wife and I have separate accounts, not because either of us are living a secret life, Rico, but rather because her spending habits are out of control and we'd be homeless if she had access to all the funds.
Okay,
that's a major problem.
So basically it's Rieger in reverse. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, he says it on the air. That's I'm not stray, dropping man. Knowledge. He says it. He gets an allowance.
Someone advice for you, Kenny. Don't sweat the small stuff and have respect for each other.
Signed, D. Karsh in Ann Arbor.
Another one. Three words, Kenny. And this can help you in your marriage. Less is more. Don't say what's on your mind or give too much advice. Oh. Just listen. I don't think that's what he meant by less is more.
Apologies.
Someone else says, it's okay to lose an argument, Kenny. Some arguments are just worth losing.
Okay. I mean, it's not wrong.
You just learn,
don't sweat the stupid stuff. Doesn't matter. You treat the stupid stuff like non-conference games. They don't matter. You got to get into Big Ten season. You got to win those games.
I feel Michigan State about to take a stray
no,
here.
No,
in
no,
three,
no, no, no,
two.
No, no. Hey, we beat Mercer for a player.
And there it is.
You think I'm kidding, people?
I tried to tell you. I think, Mike, they got three. One seems legit. The other two, not so much.
Whoa, buddy.
I tried to bring some.
I know. All right.
Focus on the good one.
Do Woj and Rieger plan on doing radio today?
I don't know.
It's remarkable.
It's a full show, so Woj has to conserve.
Well, if Woj, you know what? Here's the best way.
You guys want to do radio.
There it is. The best way to plan a four-hour show is to get here. I don't know. Let's see. Woj sauntered in 9 minutes for a broadcast. I can help these people, but at the same time, I can't help them. Unbelievable.
Are they coming in now?
Hey, today, Junior.
You hate when we come in.
It would be nice if you arrived to, like, work in a decent time and talk to your co-host.
3 minutes early here.
Sit down.
This is why we all end up talking to Rieger doing fake shows.
Oh, I know.
No. Come on in. And what are you two hyenas talking about?
Chase away Rico. We feel bad about that.
Yeah, we're leading off with the Michigan Panthers. They're going to championship.
Referendum weekend.
Wherever that is.
All Panther championships.
Will the Panthers win another championship before the Lions?
Well, how about two Panthers win? The Panthers win the cup, and then the Panthers win.
Joe, I ask you a question.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very serious.
Very serious question, okay.
How long have you watched baseball? Serious notes.
Serious is probably 50 years.
Okay. So do you agree with my viewpoint on every series isn't a statement series?
Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is.
Okay.
No, I agree with your point on the umpiring, but from this standpoint, there was a game on, was it the Yankees-Red Sox last night?
Oh, it was horrendous.
No, where they did not have the box.
Right, but you could still tell that the ump was an idiot.
I swear to God, though, that's why we think umps are so much worse, because the box is everywhere.
And the pitch framing.
But when I watched that part of that game last night, I couldn't really tell if it was a bad ball.
Because even if a ball starts as a strike and then goes out,
yes.
They show you that 3D that tells you it was a bad call.
I know,
the umpiring's off.
Why didn't they have that on last night?
Listen,
I liked it better.
Bottom line, challenge system needs to be implemented for the playoffs.
Mm.
No excuses. We cannot be deciding games because of these.
Why did they kick
bulbous idiots? Did you see the Nico Horner? Obviously,
yeah.
You did.
Yeah, hello.
He says you're having a bad day, but that totally derailed the Cubs inning.
Yeah.
Like, and then the very next inning, and
it was based on what happened the day prior.
Oh, I know.
Because it's bad when Benetti and Dierks are going, well, but the Cubs have a case.
Riley Green also got screwed yesterday, struck out at a ball that probably wasn't a strike. But then how about Gleyber Torres yesterday? He swings, he struck out. They say he didn't. Next thing you know, Tigers get two runs.
There you go. You know what the umps need to do? Give the players a list of the words, the magic words. Because
they're probably the same as in radio.
You're having a bad day.
No, he said you're having a bad day.
That's all I said.
But it's probably how he said it.
No, there's actually audio. I heard the audio.
Yeah. It wasn't bad.
It was just like, hey, you're having a bad day. And then he's like, get out of here.
The ump acted like a coward.
Yeah.
So, all right, great. So what are you doing?
Well, as to your other point very quickly, I remember years ago asking Jim Leland if this was a big series. Like, it was Cleveland-Detroit in June. And he looked at me and kind of wobbled his head like he liked to do. He's like, that's a stupid question.
Yeah.
That's a dumb question.
Did he lean back and did he have food?
Yeah, I think he had his shirt off and his hat on.
Rieger wants to bring a huge name to Detroit sports.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.